I am. Good morning.
Are we going to the movies?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you what's out. We'll start with the big one, and that is The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the sequel to the reboot, now starring Andrew Garfield as the man Spider.
Can I ask you something about Spider-Man 2?
Of course.
We're way beyond Spider-Man 2. Is this because the new guy, I mean, we're on 2 for him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why is it not 5?
Yeah, I mean, because
because they rebooted it. So before, remember, it was just Spider-Man. Now it's the Amazing Spider-Man.
I see.
So it's no longer Sam. There was originally Sam Raimi, the 3 that you saw.
Yeah.
There was going to be a 4th, and then that kind of fell apart, and they said, okay, we're just going to reboot it, recast it. So it was very interesting. Now, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
In the first few scenes when Spider-Man is prancing around,
in
a very manic way, I have to add,
right.
I longed for the brawn that is Tobey Maguire. Speaking of the first, and I bet those words have never been uttered. The brawn that is Tobey. But then he took his shirt off. I was like, all right, there are muscles there. But he does need to ease up on the coffee. I know Spider-Man was spazzy in the comic book.
Right.
But was he on meth? No, he wasn't. Now, this he won't like. Obviously, the director told Andrew that he needed to have a New York accent, and he ended up sounding like Travolta meets Dice. It was like, yo, I'm Peter Parker. Like, it was, because, he's English.
Yeah.
So he's kind of overdoing the New York. It was,
there you
go. Good news and bad news. Good news is Jamie Foxx as Electro is awesome. I also love that they recast James Franco with this guy named Dane DeHaan as Baby Goblin, which is what I call the Green Goblin's son.
Neat.
And by the way, Baby Goblin is hot.
Yeah? Wow.
That's also never been said. Bad news is just not as good as Sam Raimi's Spider-Man's. And compared to other Marvel movies like Avengers and Captain America, it pales.
Huh.
It's also very, very loud. There's some cool moments. I didn't hate it, but I cannot go above a C. I was really expecting to love this.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. Yeah.
I know, and I love this kind of thing. I love comic book movies often. I love Marvel. I like Spider-Man, but this one just didn't do it for me.
Oh,
it's not bad, though. Like, if it's bad weather or you just want something to do, it's certainly a good way to, spend a matinee time.
Sure, yeah.
But overall, I think we can do better than that.
Okay,
that's really it. Walk of Shame didn't screw. But next week we have Neighbors. I've already seen it. I'm going to give you a couple words to describe, and this is a little teaser, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Very dirty. Disgustingly dirty.
Ah.
Hilarious.
Nice.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.